Well, here at The Journey, we want to wish you a happy new year. Man, 2022 went fast, didn't it? We started this year by considering the names of God. Remember, the names of God describe God's character. And the name we want to consider today describes God's great love and his sacrifice. It's a short verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. So after 400 years of slavery in Egypt, let's go back to the Old Testament. 400 years of slavery in Egypt, it was time for Israel to start fresh in freedom. God had decimated the Egyptians with 9 plagues. The 10th and last plague would be the worst of all. Every firstborn in Egypt would die. The remedy for that death was given to the Israelites. A lamb was to be sacrificed, a lamb that would allow the angel of death to pass over their house. That blood was put on the door frame. The angel of death passed through Egypt, but passed over the homes where the sacrificial blood had been applied. The Passover became a yearly celebration of thanksgiving for the Israelites. In the New Testament, Paul tells us that Jesus came to be the Passover lamb. In fact, when John the Baptist saw Jesus walking down the road, remember, here's how he introduced him in John 1:29. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was referring to the Passover lamb. It is the Lamb of God who saves us and sets us apart. We are made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all, Hebrews 10:10. Through the Lamb of God, we have a right standing with God. Jesus' sacrifice, Hebrews 10:14 says, has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. A true Christian is a person who understands that Jesus is the Passover lamb. A true Christian trusts in the work of Jesus on the cross as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. When one trusts in Christ, they, in effect, apply his blood to their hearts. Believers know with certainty that because of Jesus, they will pass over from death to life, all because of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Passover lamb. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for securing my eternity finally and forever by your work on the cross. I thank you and I pray in your name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us on the journey.